States, and there's a sock in here. Poof, Ayan Dalid has the following very succinct sock. Kishachol Purim B'yom Echad, Omer B'motzai Shabbos, B'tfila Shmon Esrei, Ala Nisim. Apapishalo Koro HaMegillah Adayim. That when Purim is on a Sunday, this year Purim is on a Friday, but Purim is on a Sunday, so Motzai Shabbos is the beginning of Purim. So in your Tefillah Shemon Esrei, before the Kriyas HaMegillah, you should say Al Anisim. Afapishalo Karo HaMegillah Adayim. Even though you have yet to read the Megillah, nonetheless, one should say Al Anisim. The Achar Megillah Omer Vihinoam Vatakadosh Vihitem Lecha, and then Rabbeinu Peretz is Magia on this. Itself is an interesting little issue. But basically, the problem is, what is the meaning of this psak? Why is the Rashbat focusing on Purim, Shechalios, Bimotzai, Shabbos? Isn't this the general halacha that as soon as Purim begins and you say Marim, tonight, we'll say Marim after the fast, we'll say Al Anisim in the Tefillah. We don't wait till after Kriyas HaMegillah. So the in the Haros in the back here, ask this question. So Rechiyun Machilik Motzai Shabbos Areishar Yamim Gam Ken Adayim Lo Karo HaMegillah Kishim Yisbal Shema Esrei. Benira De Bishar HaYamim Shemisane Yom Shelafana Kukalishne Dekra Divrei Atzamos Vezak Hasan. Harei Shaykhus Lomar Al Anisim. This is a very powerful statement. Basically, the suggestion is being made here that when you have Tanis Esther, and then you go directly from Tanis Esther into the Kriyas HaMegillah, then you should say Al Anisim. But how do you know that when there's no Tanis Esther, that you'll be able to begin with Al Anisim? So what this highlights, again, is the idea that the Tanis is not a distraction, and it's not the opposite of Purim, but that really these two are mutually enhancing. When you realize that the purpose of the Tanis is to be followed by, or to pave the way for Purim, and when you realize that Purim, without the Tanis Esther is a different kind of a Purim, so then you have a greater appreciation of what the day is truly about. So we might have thought that without the background of Al Anisim, the transition from one to the other, you need the Kriyas HaMegillah. The Kriyas HaMegillah would establish the framework that Tanis Esther normally does. Kamash Malan, that's not so. It's still Arbis. It's still the night of Purim. And since it's the night of Purim, you could say Al Anisim. So this, of course, reinforces some of the other Rishonim who clearly go in this direction as well. The very fact that we have a Tanis Esther is a problem because it seems to defy the normal rules of Megillas Tanis. Megillas Tanis, you're not allowed to fast the day before the celebration or the commemoration either. All the Rishonim ask this question, they give different answers. The famous answer of the Ravid is, again, along these lines, that we're not dealing with the regular Tanis, we're dealing with the Tanis that contributes to, that provides not only the background, but really establishes a certain dimension of the day itself. Tanis Esther isn't just a sharp contrast. That alone would serve a very, very important function. But there's an element of the tefillah and the tza'aka that takes place on Tanis Esther, which should really take place on Purim itself, if not for the fact that we focus on different emotions on Purim. But to realize that the simcha and the mishta and the shtiyah and all of that is really intimately connected with the concept of tefillah and the sense of helplessness without hashkachas Hashem and all of that. And therefore, the normal rules of Megillas Tanis don't apply. Or, for example, another sheet of the Ravid, that is that even if a muberes is not generally obligated to fast on a normal Tanis, aside from Yom Kippur and so on, it could be that Tanis Esther is more chomer. We find actually in the Rishonim and in the Poskim indications that Tanis Esther may be more chamor or may be more kal than other taneisim. And the truth is that both of these flow from the exact same source. Maybe more kal, because it really isn't a day of sadness at all. It's a day of great optimism, because the combination of Tanis Esther and Purim reflects the impact of Tfilah and of Tanis. And on the contrary, it's reason for celebration and commemoration. So in one sense, the tzom aspect of the day is going to be downplayed and muted. On the other hand, more chomor, because it isn't just the tzom. It's, in a way, you can draw a big circle around Tanis Esther and Purim. And whatever status Purim has, Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Sofrim, as the Rambam calls it. So in a way, the Divrei Tzalmos V'Zah Kassam, and that's what the Rambam points to, Divrei Tzalmos V'Zah Kassam, establishes that it's a different kind of tzom. So the reasons for the kulas, the reasons for the chumras, are exactly the same. And that's why even some of the same Rishonim and Poskim have kulas and chumras. Because the Rambam, for example, on the one hand, you can read the Megillah earlier if you have to. You can read the Megillah from Plaga Mincha, according to Trum Sadesh and the Rambam, because even though, aside from the normal issue of when Laila begins or Dine Laila begin, which is a general issue about the status of Plaga Mincha, but one would have thought, at least in the case of Purim, that it's the din of the calendar day, Yom Yudalit. Plaga Mincha may be the beginning of Erev, but it's not the beginning of the next day. It's still firmly Yom Yud Gimel, not Yom Yud Dalet. Therefore, to allow for the Kriyas HaMegillah earlier is a Kiddush. That Kiddush reflects that the transition from Tanis Esther to Purim is not a radical one at all. In a way, Tanis Esther is already the beginning of Purim. And therefore, maybe even from Plaga Mincha. By the same token, as I say, the Chumrah, which is also Shita Saravid, which is that you shouldn't start eating on Purim until after the Kriyas HaMegillah. So in a way, the Purim can come earlier on Tanis Esther, and the Tzom is delayed even on Purim itself, even once it is Yom Yudalit, never mind Plaga Mincha, even after Tzeis. If you haven't yet read the Megillah, according to some poskim, the proper thing is not yet to eat. So why? Because again, there's no stira of Kriyas HaMegillah on Tanis Esther, and there's no stira of continuing the fast until you have the Kriyas HaMegillah. And the idea that Kriyas HaMegillah may have been the initiating point of Al HaNisim, which is what Rashbatz is saying, rather than Erev, unless you have Tanis Esther, of course, reflects that. If you could say Al HaNisim because of Tanis Esther, and it's also not shocking to us that a Ramram Gon could conclude that maybe you should say Tachanun and Purim. Two things that normally seem to be completely impossible. But again, the Tanis Esther is a Kiyum in the Simcha of Purim. And Purim, precisely because of what Tanis Esther establishes and contributes, is a day of Simcha Mishnah, unquestionably, or Mishnah Simcha. But at the same time, we shouldn't lose sight of what it's really about, and that is it's a commemoration and a celebration of Hatzalas Yisrael, and of the Koach of Tefillah, and of Hashkacha. And, we don't paskin that we say Tachanun, but the fact that Rav Amram Gon thought that we did is an important statement, and not one which is inconsistent with what Purim is at all. It's inconsistent maybe with what Purim is sometimes becomes, as people commemorate it in ways that don't make that much sense, but in terms of what it should be, a day of intense happiness, but a day of intense happiness which is focused on a certain objective, namely intensifying our sense of Amuna and Hashkacha, and, our Hakaras HaTov to the Rabbanu Shalom, for all that that is done for us, and so on. Again, the Shivali Alekhet has a whole discussion, what one should say, really, Mincha, of Tanis Esther, because on the one hand it's a Yom Tzom, and on the other hand it's Erev, a celebration. So what about Avinu Malkeinu, and what about Tachanun, and so on? But again, we understand that it's not a radical break, and it's not just one in order to accent the other, the Tzara and the Simcha, but we should be remembering the Simcha in the time of Tzara, and we should remember You should anticipate the simcha, and you should remember the tzara at the time of the simcha, and you should remember the upcoming simcha at the time of the tzara, especially in the case of a young soul. So it's not unreasonable to have these discussions. What is appropriate to be said? Does this conform with, or is it different than other tanesim or other erev celebrations, in a way? And the status of Purim as a Yom Tefillah, beyond Tanis Esther, may also explain why the role of the Beis HaKnesses is so important. Some of the Rishonim and some of the Poskim say, you know, even if you have a minyan, maybe that's not enough. You should, you know, you should be getting together in the Beis HaKnesses, not in the Beis HaKnesses. Some explain it's a matter of Yom, of Barov rather, Barov HaHavras Melech. But there seems to be a special inyan of being in a Beis HaKnesses on Purim. And if we explain that Purim is a continuation of Tanis Esther, or Tanis Esther is the first stage of Purim, so the idea that basically it's a Yom Tefillah, which we also celebrate in very physical ways, Mishta V'Simcha, Mishloach, Matanis Tavionim, and so on. But at least that the Kriyas HaMegillah part of it should take place in a base Tefillah, is very reasonable, makes a great deal of sense. And from this point of view, the idea that Purim is a day of Kabbalah Satorah also makes sense. It's also something which, you know, we say a lot, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, Kimu masha kiblu kvar. But it's hard to know whether we fully appreciate that dimension of it fully either. I think it's a day in which there should be all sorts of happy expressions, physical happy expressions, as we know. But it's also a day in which there should be a Divrei Torah, in which there should be a recommitment to Talmud Torah. And so I have to explain that in part that is the debate, or at least that might be relevant to the debate about Purim Meshulash. By this year, Tezvav is on Shabbos, and there's a huge debate in the poskim what to do. In terms of the Suda in particular, the Kriyas HaMegillah, everybody pretty much admits, everybody agrees, is going to be on Yom Yadalit. In terms of the Suda, so there are some Rishonim who say that the Suda should be on Yom Yadalit. Meiri or others take that position. There are those who say it should be on Shabbos. Right? The Bavli doesn't say anything one way or another. Some of the poskim claim that if the Bavli is silent on this point, the Rambam is silent on this point, that the assumption is that the Kriya is earlier, Shemei Avirenu Davar Amos Prishis Arabin, but not the Suda. The argument from silence is that it is where it is. It should be on its regular day. So that's a popular view, but it's a view. There are Bach and the Rabbi Yehuda and others felt that's the way it should be. And then, of course, based on the Yerushalmi says that you don't do the Suda on, you don't do Suda's Purim on Shabbos. I learned a lot from a drasha that somehow Suda's Shabbos is incompatible with Suda's Purim. If you look carefully at the Yerushalmi, it should also be noted, Yerushalmi doesn't say that Suda's Purim is incompatible with Shabbos, that Suda's Shabbos is incompatible with Purim. In other words, the problem is from a Purim standpoint, not from a Shabbos standpoint. It sounds like that Yerushalmi emphasizes the kviyus of Bezdin as opposed to the kavu of Akaima. The question of what they really mean by it is unclear, because we don't say the same thing about Shabbos and Yom Tov, obviously, when we say the Tadj Yisrael Vazmanim. I suspect that the point is that Shabbos and Purim on the Suda level are different. The fact that the Megillah changes its formulation from the original idea that Purim would be a Yom Tov and that it would be a Yom of Simcha U'Mishta, it got changed in the later versions as they sent out the Svarim to all of Klal Yisrael to, you know, a day of Mishta V'Simcha instead of Simcha U'Mishta. So I suspect that partially the difference between Simcha U'Mishta and Mishta V'Simcha is the reason why Purim, does not integrate well with Shabbos. Shabbos is, you know, Oneg or Simcha, whatever you want to call it, but the point is that the Oneg part of the Simcha part of Shabbos flows from its Simcha. And in Purim, you're supposed to create the Simcha through the Mishta. And it seems like these two things are probably incompatible. Either way, according to the Rishonim, you don't have Suda on Shabbos. You have it on Yom Rishon. That's why they call it Purim Mishulash, because you have the Kriya on Yudalid, together with Matanos Avionim, and then you have the Kriya Satorah and Libra Torah on Shabbos, and then you have the Seuda and probably Mishloach Manos as well, that there's some debate about, on Sunday. So in the course of that discussion, the Ralbach and some of the Poskim who were against the Purim Mishulash said, okay, good, the Yerushalmi said, number one, there might be another way to read the Yerushalmi. Number two, the Bavli doesn't say what the Yerushalmi says, and the argument from silence from the Rambam and the Bavli, and so on. But they also, interestingly enough, they also have a different raya. And that is that the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Lamed, seems to say that... The Gemara in Daf Lamed seems to indicate that there is asiya when Purim is on Shabbos. Gemara here discusses all sorts of variations, you know, when things fall on Shabbos. Like Purim Shacholios, Erev Shabbos, Rav Amar Makdimin, Parsha Zachar, Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin. Rav Amar Makdimin, Keched Ol Tikdum Asiya L'Zechira. Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin, Amar Lach, Kibad Ikim U'Kofin, the Avdi B'Chamisar, Asiya U'Zechira, B'Havi Adadi Ka'asya. Since the 15 people are going to do the Asiya and the Zechira, so B'Havi Adadi Ka'asya. So it sounds like there is Asiya on the 15th, even if the 15th is B'Shabbos, and some of the posts can claim Asiya must mean Seuda. What else can it mean? And if you look at the Rambam definitely, Yerushalmi actually says at one point that the word Asiya in the context of the Megillah definitely refers to Seuda. So those who hold that of the Purim Mishulash and that the Yerushalmi is accepted by the Bavli as well. So what do they do with this idea that there is some sort of asiya, as well as zechira? The zechira, let's say, is the Kriyas HaTorah. But what is the asiya? So I always thought the Rambam says that when the Gemara says that you are darshin v'inyanei Purim on Shabbos, so the Rambam says in order that there should be some sort of heker that it really is a Purim. You don't have a heker unless you have unless you're engaged in a Talmud Torah way. It sounds like the Rambam doesn't think that the role of Talmud Torah is fundamental to the day, but it's just the heker be'al. But in the Gemara, it's quite possible to argue that Darshin Hilchos Purim, the Shabbos, plays a greater role. And maybe, according to those who think that there's no steer between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli, and that really the Seudas Purim is not going to be on Shabbos, but on Sunday, maybe the difference between the Eschira is the Kriyas HaTorah, and maybe the Asiya is the Darsh of the Shabbos. That's pretty much all that's left. And the reason that might be true is because we take seriously this idea that Purim really represents a second Kabbalah HaTorah based on the idea of Kimu, the Kiblu. And that emerges also from the Girsa that the Mordechai has, and some of the other Rishonim as well, but mostly it's Mordechai, and Samechetz on the base in Psachim, where we're told, you know, the discussion of Rav Yeshua and Rav Eliezer, Chatzi Lachem, Chatzi Lachem, Kula Lachem, Kula Lachem. So the Gemara basically says that Hakol Modim Batzeres Debina Nami Lachem. My time, Yom Shinitna Botara. And we say, Amar Abba, Hokom Modim B'Shabbos, Devinu Nami Lachem, My time of a Karasa L'Shabbos Oneg. Amar Yosef, Hakol Modim B'Purim, Devinu Nami Lachem, My time, Yemei Mishte V'Simcha Ksibbe. And we're told in the continuation of the Gemara, Mar V'Reid Ravina, Kula Shaka Hava Yosef V'Tanisa, Lavar Me'atzerta U'Puria. U'Mali Yom Adikipuri. Atzeres, Yom Shinitna Botara. Puria, Yimei Mishta V'Simcha Ksib. Mali Yom Adikipuri, and so on, Vinisa Mesnasha Seichem, Betishana Chodesh, and so on, Kalocha Vashosa Bachi, Kilo Mala Makasav, Kilo Misan Bachi Vasi. So the Girsa of the Mordechai is, instead of having Kuria based on Yimei Mishta V'Simcha Ksiv, he has Atzeres Yom Shudit Nabotara, Puria Yom Shenitna Bo Torah. So the reason, it's interesting this, that some Girsos and Rishonim interchange or exchange the Yimei Nishta V'Simcha Ksiv with the Yom Shenitna Bo Torah. So if you take this idea that, you know, Kima V'Kiblu, that Purim in a way was a rededication to Kabbalah Satorah, but one that was done on a different basis, and it might be explained in another way as well. Purim being an expression of Koach HaChamim, you know, to create a commemoration of this type, and for it not to be a violation of Bal Tosif at that, which is of course a major issue in the Bavli, and even more so in the Rishalmi, that you know, why isn't it a such a violation? So in a sense, you know, it represents Klal Yisrael through the Koach HaChamim's a partnership in Torah. And in that sense, it really is, you know, a day Yom Shenitna Bo Torah. Moreover, as the Maral points out, once you introduce something into the corpus of Torah, so you have to rededicate to the entire corpus. Because you don't want it just to be an add-on, you want it to be integrated. And the point is that to add something, it has to be consistent with the spirit of the whole. And once you add it, you know, ripples across the entire corpus and impacts on the whole. So in that sense, too, the introduction of Purim, and Purim may be a paradigm, of course, for other elements that were introduced by the Chachamim. It reflects the Ruach HaTorah. That's why also Purim has kiyumin that are possibly Doraisa, Mevatlin Esavoda, Afotas Arishonim, whether that means only Dochin, or even actually Mevatlin, but if it really means Mevatlin, right? So if there are Doraisas that we set aside from Talmud Torah itself, which we set aside for the sake of Kriyas HaMegillah, and if we say that the reason for that is because the Kiyum Doraisa of Shevach V'Hodah and so on. So the basis of introducing Purim is the recognition that that the, you know, the Torah is given is one which has implications that are applications that can become part of the corpus of Torah when properly pursued by the Chachamim. So in that sense, as a faithful reflection of what already existed, but one which is now articulated and formalized, as an expression of Koach HaChamim, as something that is a paradigm for other expressions of Koach HaChamim, as something that impacts on the system, even as it reflects it. So all of the dinim of Purim, in a way, are consistent with Yom Shenitna Bo Torah. In the sense, this really was a second Kabbalah Satorah. It accepted Klal Yisrael's junior partner status in contributing to Torah. If that's true, then it's quite possible that the Dorshin Behilchos HaPurim B'Shabbos isn't just Schira B'Alma. Maybe the Kriyas HaTorah isn't Schira. But that becomes the substitute for Mishnah V'Simcha. Just like in the Gemara, according to that Girsa, you have Yimei Simcha, Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha, or Yom Shenitna Bo Torah. So at least the Yom Shenitna Bo Torah part can be expressed, even if the Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha, because of the inadequacy of Shabbos, in a way, to capture the Mishnah of Purim, so that can't be expressed, so at least the Yom Shenitna Bo Torah part can. And if this is true, that Purim isn't just, you know, it is like the most unusual day of the year in one respect. We say that about every chag. It's usually true about every chag in different respects. But right, certainly some of the license and the levity and all of that make Purim very singular. But you know, it tends to distract us from the real focus. I've said this many times in the past, and I think it's important to repeat. And that is that you know, there's room for all of that. That's part of the nature of what Purim is. But at the same time, in Adoma, if that's you know, harnessed and channeled for spiritual purposes, you know, if it's understood that this is a way of projecting, you know, Yom Tzvilah, the sense of Hakaras HaTov and Shevach V'Hodah, so it isn't Bal Tosif, it's really an expression of existing concepts and a very acute expression of that. And if it's a Yom of Talmud Torah, if it's all of that, you know, if we find time to go through the Midrashim and the Halachos and to understand them better with the Lamdas, in addition to whatever, you know, humor, you know, one wants to engage in as well, then I think it really is Yom Shenit Nebat Torah in that sense as well. It can be very inspirational. It can accent the wide range of Torah, and it can inspire us as we move forward with the rest of the calendar. So that the relationship between Tanis Esther and Purim is one which I think is very, very impactful. So tonight we'll say Al Anisim in Maariv, even though it isn't Motzai Shabbos, but we'll know that on the contrary, the background of Tanis Esther, with all that it implies, makes that even more appropriate. Okay, let's move on to. I want to remind everybody again that everybody's invited Motzai Shabbos.